Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we're talking about being where you're at. Now, what do I mean when I say that? So one thing that I see a lot, and I'm going to tell you a story of, you know, me struggling with this as well, is delusional, inflated, undeserved egos. And I wrote that down specifically because I wanted it to hit home a little bit. But basically, I see a lot of athletes that haven't accomplished anything, but yet have this mindset that they're somehow way further along the path than they actually are. And I'm going to talk a little bit about an instance of this in my own life as well. And then we're going to tie it back. So I moved out to Calgary in 2017. So that's almost 7 years ago now, which feels crazy to me. But in that, like when I moved out, I was moving to work at a gym. Back in the day, it was called the Athlete Factory. And honestly, it was the only gym in Canada that had any kind of opening or anything like that. And that's why I came out to Calgary in the first place. Now, when I was coming out, I'd already been in the industry for a while. I'd worked with some decently high-level athletes. I thought I knew a thing or two. So I was coming out with, now looking back, I realized a little bit of an undeserved ego because I'd never really had coaches in this industry before. I'd never really had anybody helping me better understand what I was doing or how I was doing it. I'd only really coached. Like I just kind of was reading stuff and applying it with whoever was in front of me and trying stuff and then trying it with whoever was willing to listen to me. I never really had someone teach me how to coach. So I came out to this gym. I'm thinking, you know, I've got professional experience. I've got this, I've got that. And I remember walking into the gym on the first day and immediately just, it was eye-opening. These guys operated at a level I could not comprehend. They were talking about things that I just had never even considered. Like, and then they were breaking down movement patterns that I had just never thought about. Like, these guys were far and ahead, levels above anything that I had ever considered in my life. Now, it takes a lot to admit that. But when you're in that kind of situation, I realized I had two choices. I could either sit with that ego and be like, well, come on, like, you know, I know all this stuff. I've been to all these gyms. I've worked with all these people and try to like almost enforce the way that I do things. Or I could come back and I could be like, okay, these guys clearly know some shit that I don't know. So shut up, open your ears and listen. I chose the second one. I shut up, I opened my ears and I listened. I absorbed everything I possibly could. I took away everything I possibly could. I spent every day just being a student. Now, not gonna lie, there were times where that was difficult. There were times where I literally had people who had been in the industry for half the time that I had been telling me how to do things, telling me what to do, telling me, you know, why the things I was doing was wrong. And it's like, that doesn't feel good no matter who you are. Like nobody likes to hear, hey, that thing you thought was good is actually shit. But you've got two choices. You can A, react with, you know, well, you know, no, it's not because of blah, 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 and try to like get into an argument with it. Or you can realize that if what they're saying makes sense, you can realize, well, clearly what I'm doing isn't where it needs to be. And clearly what they're doing is better than what I'm doing. So shut up, listen, and absorb. And so yet again, time after time after time, I chose the route of shut up, listen, and absorb. And the reason that I continued to do that was because I continued to understand these guys knew things that I didn't know. These guys were doing things that I didn't do. And there were times where it felt a little bit humiliating that like, man, I've been coaching for this long and I don't know these things that seem to be like second nature to these people. Like that didn't feel good. But the path that I took just hadn't given me that information yet. I hadn't learned those things yet. So the reason I'm talking about this and the reason I'm telling you guys about this is because I was actually having a really good conversation with an athlete of mine. I'm not going to name names yesterday. And he was talking about exactly this. He was talking about a guy that he's trained with. And he said, like, you know, this guy's got his first fight coming up in about a month. And he's been training for 8 months. So, like, still very new. And, you know, he's every time he does rounds with any of the more experienced guys, he just doesn't accept that they don't go his way. He's always got an excuse. Oh, well, you know, I'm just having a bad day or, you know, this or that. And we were talking about this and he was saying, like, you know, it's so tough to be around it because it's like, you know, you want to just be like, dude, like, you're new. It's okay. But the ego on the other side that you can see is like, this dude does not want to accept that he's newer in the game. And as a result, isn't as good as some of these guys that have way more experience than him. And guys, that's where we come back to the title. Be where you're at. If you are in a room of people who are way better at the sport than you are, that's a good thing. Like, you don't have to come into that room and try to pretend that you're more than you are. You're new. That's fine. Right? Even if you're a little more experienced, but then you go to an even higher level room that has even more experienced people, that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. And you have two choices every time you come into that. You can either A, start talking about your experience and try to flex on how good you are, et cetera, or B, you can stop, you can step back, and you can listen and absorb from these higher level people. And every single time when you choose the route of being a student, you're going to take away good information. And when you take away good information, guess what? You get better. But you're not going to learn if you're spending all your time trying to flex your own knowledge. You're not going to learn if you spend all your time trying to prove to everyone how far along the path you are when you're not far along the path. Right? So my biggest takeaway for you guys, my biggest thing that I want you guys to understand is that when you get feedback from a coach, from a training partner, whoever it might be, you need to learn to judge it without bias. And when I say you need to learn to judge it without bias, what I mean is instead of getting defensive because it doesn't feel good to be told that what you're doing isn't good, take a second and think about it. You know, one of my favorite examples of this is I'll have athletes tell me like, oh, my coach told me that I wasn't ready to fight. And, you know, that's bullshit. So I'm changing gyms. And I'm like, or maybe you're not ready to fight. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't feel good. And like, you might feel like the training you're doing is getting better and you're making improvements, whatever it is. But if your coach has your best interest in mind and is telling you, look, man, you're not ready for this yet. Maybe you're not ready for this yet. And if you're not ready for it, wouldn't it be better to say, okay, what do I need to do to get ready? You know what I mean? Instead of looking back and being like, well, fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about. Come back and say, well, okay, if you don't think I'm ready, what would you need to see in order to feel like I am ready? And then when they come back and they're like, well, we're still lacking in these three areas. So we need to improve these three things. And then once we improve those three things, we can get you in the ring or we can get you in the cage. Then go improve those three things. Go improve those things that you need in order to put yourself in a better position. You know what I mean? But if we get caught up in judging with bias, if we get caught up in not wanting to hear the feedback because it doesn't feel good, you're going to make bad mistakes and you're going to end up cutting your career short. Right? This is like, and this is something that, again, guys, I don't try to say this from a point of view of, you know, superiority or anything like that. I've been through countless examples myself. One of my other favorite ones, one of my business mentors brought it up with me the other day. And I was getting him to review my social media. This was back before my account started really going off. And I was talking to him and I was like, you know, I think what I'm doing is really good, but you know, it's just not hitting for whatever reason. So I was asking him, like, you know, what can I do to like make more people notice this really good stuff that I'm putting out? And he looked at it for about 2 minutes and he laughed and he goes, dude, this is shit. He's like, nobody's going to buy anything from you. And then he gave me advice on how to fix it. And in that moment, again, I had two choices. I could either be like, fuck that guy, and then get mad about it. Or I could be like, well, I pay him to help me with this stuff, so maybe he knows what he's talking about. And so I took that second route, and I was like, okay, he clearly knows what he's doing. He clearly knows more than me. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to take his advice, and I'm going to improve on it. You guys know what I'm saying? Like, take the advice without the bias of putting yourself in that situation. And the way that you can do that too is imagine that the advice is being given to somebody else, right? If your coach says you're not ready to fight because of A, B, C, and D, imagine if he was saying that to one of your teammates. Would you agree? Would you agree that the points that they gave you were important points before you're actually getting into a fight? You should have those things dialed in. If so, then that means that you're not up to the standard yet. And if you're not up to the standard yet, you can choose to find somewhere else, go skip the line, go cut some corners and go find a gym that's going to be able to throw you in there right away. Or you can build yourself up to the standard. And if the goal is to be in this sport for a long time, wouldn't you want your skills to be better anyway? So guys, that's it. That's all. The main thing I want you guys to take away from that is to be where you're at, to understand that you are exactly where you're supposed to be in the journey, but also to understand that that's okay, right? To understand that you don't need to be further along than you are right now. You just need to continue to get better. And if you can continue every single day to improve, you're going to get to that point in the journey that you want to get to. But if you're trying to cut corners, if you're trying to just find someone who's willing to accept where you're at right now as good enough, then you're going to cut corners. And if you cut corners, it might not show today, it might not show tomorrow, but it's going to show down the road. So be where you're at, understand that that's okay, and keep moving forward. Guys, that's it. That's all. I appreciate you all for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.